free, realistic, and effective weight loss tips that helped me drop 55 pounds as a former compulsive eater, as someone who was overeating junk food and sugar all of the time. I truly, truly get it. You are feeling uncomfortable in your skin right now. The weight is not budging. Walking past mirrors feels harder and harder every day, and you're just not feeling comfortable in your skin. And you wish things would finally change. And let me tell you, this was me years ago. I was 55 pounds heavier, and I was overeating crazily. I was hiding the candy wrappers under my bed, and I collected them after some time and then secretly threw them out at the bus stop. It was getting really, really bad. And now I overcame all of this. I lost so much weight and I can now wear a bikini with confidence. I love vintage shopping. I love shopping in general, like not wearing oversized clothes anymore. And I'm here to help you too as your health and weight loss coach. I need you to understand that you need to approach weight loss differently this time, in the healthiest way possible. Promise me, move away from the drastic diets. Those are a scam. They're just a money-making industry. And shift your mindset, your focus towards changing your lifestyle for the better, improving your lifestyle, your daily habits, and create healthy habits for weight loss that you keep doing forever. So the first tip I want to give you is increase your daily steps to 10K a day. You can do that right now. Have 10K at your goal. And if you are, for example, you're working a busy job from 9 to 5, where you're just sitting on the computer, then try to walk in your lunch breaks. Maybe you can walk to the supermarket, get a coffee. You can walk before work. You can walk after work to wind down. And sometimes when I have a really, really busy day, I have a walking pad under my desk. So you can also take the escalator. You can, instead of taking the bus for 2 stations, walk. There's just so much you can actually do to increase your daily steps you are doing. 10K steps burn 400 to 500 calories on an average, depending on how tall you are. But it's a lot in general. So being active throughout your day will have such an impact on your healthy and sustainable weight loss. And it also doesn't increase your appetite as much. And it will just, make you happy to go outside a lot. Second thing is look at your snacking habits and ask yourself, okay, where am I snacking out of boredom, out of habit? Where am I snacking when I'm stressed? Or maybe am I snacking because I'm not eating enough with my main meals? And stop snacking just because you feel like it. And just because you feel like it, just because you feel like snacking, doesn't mean you actually have to go and do it. Number 3 is work on your mindset. So if you are trying to do everything right now, to do perfectly, you're trying to eat super, super clean, 100%, to get to your goal quicker, which is understandable, like I get it. But if you are cutting out carbs, you're cutting fats, you're trying to avoid all sugars, that will lead to overeating or compulsive eating behaviors at some point. And you don't want that. Compared to a marathon, like it's not a speed race, 100-meter speed race, it's a marathon. So please, please work on your mindset here. And try to find a healthy balance where you're not trying to be 100% perfect. Try to find a balance between 80-20. So 80% super nutritious foods, wholesome foods, and 20% less nutritious foods. And keep doing those behaviors and then watch yourself transform. It's going to change the game. And how do I know that? Because if you do your daily habits, if you implement those habits, and you do them daily, you will turn into a natural and inevitable byproduct of them. You will literally become a product of your habits. So what is your next step? If you want to stop compulsive eating because it's impacting your weight loss progress and you want to lose weight healthily without triggering overeating, that's what my Healthy Habits membership is for. So I recommend you join so I can support you overcome this so you can have the most amazing weight loss transformation. And that's what you deserve. You don't deserve to stay stuck with compulsively overeating and not feeling comfortable in your body. Okay, I will see you in the next video or in my membership. I can't wait. Bye.